From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of naturalist Audrey Schuler. Today we're talking about a mushroom that is straight out of a fairy tale, the Amanita muscaria, or fly agaric mushroom. If you have ever seen a bright red to orange mushroom with white spots, you've spotted Amanita muscaria. This iconic fungus is found across the northern hemisphere, including here in the Pacific Northwest. It thrives in symbiosis with coniferous and birch forests, typically appearing in the fall after the first heavy rains and often found by the sides of roads or habitats. Despite its whimsical look, Amanita muscaria is not a beginner-friendly mushroom. It contains psychoactive compounds like muscimol and ibotenic acid, which can cause hallucinations, nausea, and confusion. While not typically deadly, it's best admired rather than ingested, unless you are a reindeer. Yes, reindeer. In some parts of the world, people observed reindeer nibbling on Amanita muscaria, then behaving in an oddly energetic, some may say even jolly, manner. Scientists and historians alike believe this connection, along with the mushroom's red and white coloring, helped inspire modern depictions of Santa Claus. Traditional Sami shamans may have even used the mushroom in winter solstice ceremonies, further fueling the Santa connection. Another fascinating trait, Amanita muscaria has a peculiar relationship with flies, hence the name fly agaric. In old European folklore, people would soak the mushrooms in milk to attract and kill flies. We still do similar things by using light to attract and trap bugs and utilizing different scents. So next time you see this fairy tale fungus on a walk through the woods, take a moment to appreciate its deep roots in nature, culture, and legend. Just don't take a bite. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.